Hey everybody, this is your weekly energetic check-in for the week of October 4th. So October is going to be a really interesting month, and I'm glad that we are going to have several opportunities to get together with each other live through our Zoom event. So make sure you're checking your emails for that, because that will give you the opportunity to ask any questions and get some personal insights. So for this week, we are going to be bombarded with some big energies that are coming through. So it's really kind of interesting. When I tuned into our group to find out specifically how we were going to be affected by the incoming energies, they brought me right into the inner child. And so, of course, we know with the transformation that's happening on the planet right now, with the frequency changes that are happening, it's happening within us as well. And so there are many of us still that have a lot of deep wounds that need to be healed. They're saying to me right now, untreated. So there's a lot of us that have received some experiences that hurt us deeply. And we just haven't taken the time really to either heal it or to clear it. Or to process it, they're saying to me. So this will be an important time for us for the month of October. This week in particular, they're saying to me a slow start. So it does feel like we're going to get a little bit of a break, which is nice because the geostorms have been really, really intense for the past 4 or 5 days consecutively. So without any breaks in between. This is going to change for us for a little bit. They're saying just a little bit. So we're also going to see a difference in the Schumann. So they're showing me the Schumann. So that's the, like, we can look at it as like the heartbeat of the earth. And so it's kind of a what comes first, the chicken or the egg thing with the Schumann in us. So I really do believe that we affect the Schumann. So the heartbeat of the earth, the frequency of the earth. But then I also believe that it affects us. So it kind of goes back and forth. And we'll often see that when it's doing the roller coaster thing. So when we see, it goes up high and then kind of plateaus a little bit, then goes up high again, then drops. And really when that's happening, it's, you know, if you're really sensitive, you might notice it in a week or a day even. You might notice you wake up feeling really good, and then by mid-afternoon you start to like come down a little bit. Then maybe before you go to sleep, there's a high again. So what we're experiencing is that frequency, the ups and the downs of the frequencies. And it's really kind of interesting because there is a connection between what's happening on the planet. So the stress that everybody's going through, all of that, it affects the weather system. So that's when we see like the hurricanes, the storms coming in, all of that. And then, of course, you know, because ultimately we're all connected, we feel it, the planet feels it, and it becomes the whole frequency. And so this next little bit is going to be some time for us to do some reflection. They're talking about this week in particular, having the ability to reflect. Again, they take me to the inner child. So going in and reflecting and seeing if there's any part of you that needs to be given some attention, some healing to. This is also, they're telling me it's not necessarily about having hurts, but they're also talking to me about self-sabotage. So this is for anybody out there who is feeling like they're either stuck or they're stagnant in their career. This would include finances as well, or just success, motivation, that kind of, in that kind of experience. They're talking about that inner child being, having to be nurtured. So the creativity, in you having to be nurtured. They're also saying to me that there are several of you that are not allowing you to explore your desires. So the things that really make you feel alive, the things that give you goosebumps and excitement. So it's going to be time to look into that, because they're saying that October, moving in October, November, even more, we're going to have a buildup for prosperity. It's going to be the ability for us to become prosperous in all of the things that we do in all areas that we are experiencing. Okay, so for the rest of this week, we are going to focus on self-care. And I know, you know what, I do this myself. We get busy with life and life gets in the way, and then we do, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll take the time. I'll make sure I do it the next day, the next day. And if you're like me, and you know, I'm a working mom, I've got a family, I've got kids, I've got pets, I've got a home, it gets in the way sometimes. And so we have to make ourselves a priority. And so they're literally saying to me, we need to do a daily check-in this week and ask ourselves, how are we feeling? This is something that I had normally been doing on a regular basis. And again, just allowed myself to get into human mode a little bit too much. And I've not been stopping and asking myself, how am I feeling? And this is really, really important, because doing that little check-in, that little connection with yourself, can make such a big difference. Because just asking the simple question of how am I feeling, and then pausing for a moment, seeing how it comes back, seeing what comes back, is it positive that's coming back? Do I feel pretty good? Everything's awesome. Then that's great. Yay. Then that's validation that we're doing some good stuff and that things are going in the right direction. Or am I getting a little bit of feedback of, you know what, I'm feeling kind of tired, or I'm feeling neglected, or my body's feeling achy. Whatever it is that your highest self wants to communicate to you, we need to practice what we call the pause to be able to receive those insights. So that will be your weekly homework this week. So every day, they're saying consistency. So set a time, go into your phone right now, create an appointment for yourself every day for the next week, put me time or self-care, whatever it is that will make you know that it's your time, in your calendar on your phone so that you get a reminder. Set it for 5 minutes, just make a 5 minute break, 10 minutes if you can do it, and then create the time to just be still for a moment. Take a few slow, deep belly breaths, and then just ask yourself, how am I feeling? Wait a few moments, take another deep breath, and allow your higher self, your soul energy, to come into alignment and give you the insights that you need. And you'll know that this happens because you will feel a shift in your energy. You will instantly feel a... Your shoulders will drop, your heart rate will start to slow, you'll feel all of the pressures kind of releasing. And that's what it feels like when a higher selves comes into alignment with our physical bodies. And so when this happens, that's when you're going to receive. So you're going to receive, maybe your higher self will do a scan of your physical body. Maybe it's going to highlight some things that it'll show you in your life that need some attention. Maybe it will whisper some things to you like slow down, have patience. But pay attention, because this is your connection with yourself. And this is what we're going to establish, this stronger, healthier relationship with ourselves, to get us through the next few months, because we're in for a bumpy ride. There's no doubt about it. This planet has a lot of stuff to figure out, and we're here for it. We're here for the show. We've got tickets. So we're going to make sure that we are in the best energetic state possible, so that when we go through all of these times, we're coming out of it ahead of the game. We're coming out it better than when we went into it. Okay, so that is your weekly energetic forecast. Don't forget to check your emails, because we're going to send out the Zoom links for our live events. And don't forget to go and join the Facebook group if you're in Facebook, our membership group, because all of the links will always be in there for the Zoom calls, so that you won't ever miss anything at all. Okay, you guys have a magical week. I'm sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will see you this week for our first get together.